Justin Brayton, second overall, red bud. Wow, what a day. And, man, I guess you're back.
I'm back. I am back, officially. Yeah, that was awesome. That's like, that's where I feel like I belong. Some good starts, and it was good. And there's really not much else I could say. That's where I believe I belong. And it was a tough road, but I wouldn't trade the first couple rounds, to be honest. I learned so much about, I mean, you just really learn about yourself. So, yeah, hopefully that never happens again, but we're on the right track.
Yeah, today it looked like you battled with Shorty a little bit, second moto, first moto, battled Weimer a little bit. Starts were big, no doubt about it, but you go good here.
Yeah, I haven't really had that great a result. I think last year I did all right. I got like sixth overall, but it's just like I'm coming to the races now, like ready to go, and I had to change a few things, but I'm just motivated and ready to race, and that's where the good starts stem from, and that's good starts lead to good results. And I mean, I can run the pace of those front guys, but I mean, obviously Dungy's on a different level right now, but yeah, I think that next group is right where I fit in, and hopefully we close that gap to Dungy here soon.
And the 2 weeks off, what'd you do? You had to get really fast.
Yeah, I got really fast. I honestly rode a lot. I did a couple mountain bike races, and did an FCA camp in Illinois, and really didn't take much time off, and just kept riding, and it paid off because it's been so hot in North Carolina, like where I've been riding. It definitely showed today that I've been riding this stuff, so it was good.
Whispers in the Honda tent, or maybe somewhere else, indicated you came into the season maybe dealing with a bit of a concussion and some time off the bike. I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but do you feel like that is what was the difference and now you're over it?
Yeah, that's good that you know that it, somebody, I mean, now
I'm an investigative journalist.
You're a good investigator. But yeah, I had I just don't like to talk about that and make excuses. If I'm at the race,
I would have grabbed that if I were you.
Yeah,
you didn't.
I didn't. And I had a hand injury. I had a fracture to my hand that I crashed at Competitive Edge a couple weeks out, and hit my head pretty good. But obviously I got cleared to ride and all that, but it really took a toll on me. I was, like I said, I learned a lot about myself and about, that's some serious stuff that I don't ever want to play with. So, and it showed, like with my results, it was tough. But like I said, I wouldn't trade it, and hopefully it never happens again.
Last question for you. Obviously, Trey Kinnard and Justin Barcia look to be back at Honda. Room for you. What's going on with that? Anything new?
I'm not real sure, to be honest. I haven't really wanted to talk about it because I've wanted to get to where I think I belong and get to where they think I belong. But we'll see. I mean, it's an awesome team. Kehoe's an awesome manager. They've all stuck behind me through all this and just kept believing they know what I could do. But yeah, I would say hopefully we'll figure something out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, rides like this can't hurt for sure. Thanks, JB.
Thank you.